Starting back today, and I do have Representative Lane Allred from House District 21 serving in Central and Southern Star Valley for that district. He's in studio with us live this morning. Representative Allred, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Staying Thank dry you. Out there?
I ran.
Yeah. Oh, man. I saw you actually. I drove by your place the other day, and I saw you out there with the horses just sopping wet with all the mud. And then I went and did the same thing with our animals. So
it's what you have to do.
It's what we do, right? Well, appreciate you coming in studio today. Just wanted to have you give us an update on what kind of work you've been doing with the legislature over the summer and fall months, and kind of what some of your priorities have been and what you've been working on.
Thank you, Duke. I have to say that during the interim, going to these meetings has been so good to see what's going on in the state and the agencies that are under the umbrella of the committees. I'm on the Ed Committee and the Ag, and there's just so much. Some people are just reporting on where they're at, and others are saying help. And so I just wanted to mention that on the Education Joint Committee, we met at the end of the session last winter and had people testifying in front of us, identifying some of the areas that we need to focus on. Our first priority was early childhood development. I think you heard quite a bit about that. One of the things that came out that surprised me, because I didn't know, I was in education over 40 years, and didn't realize that your third grade reading level with students will determine your high school graduation. So it's very important that kids learn to read proficiently enough so that they don't get discouraged and want to drop out. Also found out that a common denominator in prisons is how well they read in third grade. So the second one was mental health. That's not just for students, that's also for teachers. Some of the teachers I've been talking to are talking about burnout. And people are saying, well, and then the other one is teacher retention. That's part of the mental health. Others are saying, let's pay them more. That's good. I missed an interim meeting this last week because of previous commitment. And the word I'm reading about from that meeting is that they want to fund education and do the external cost adjustments so that, you know, because that really affects Lincoln County too. Yeah.
So when you talk about that, Wyoming for so long, if I'm understanding correctly, for so long was well ahead of the pack of surrounding states and around the nation of pay scale for teachers, right? And that gap isn't quite as big anymore. In fact, some of the neighboring states, such as Utah, have really made it difficult because they're paying more. Is that right?
Absolutely. They've caught up with us. Our neighbors have caught up with us. And we're actually losing teachers to some of those. And then you take Star Valley. Hard to find a place to live. A lot of folks say, I'd like to come, but can't. So, you know, we're caught in the vice here.
Sure. And so is there discussion of helping school districts with housing for staff as well, or just pay increases?
Nothing to do with housing, this per se, but mostly pay increases.
Okay. Representative Lane Allred, in studio this morning, you mentioned the early child development and preparing for school. So specifically, what are some things were discussed in the committees to help make sure that students are reaching that reading level by third grade?
Some of the things that are being talked about and they are being moved forward is not all of our agencies that work with children prior to starting school teach them to read. And so there's a push to try and get more reading prior to their coming to school, trying to find the kids and helping them so that they can catch up with the game.
Perfect. Representative Lane Allred, House District 21, with a legislative update in studio this morning. Anything else regarding your House Education Committee, Representative?
No, thank you.
Okay. How about the Ag Committee? You mentioned you serve on the House Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources. What's been going on over the summer and fall?
A lot. But a lot of it has to do with what's going on in the central and eastern part of the state. And as I looked over my notes on some of the things that we have been doing, I thought maybe I would highlight a couple that are a little more close to home. One of the issues that we've been dealing with is state lands and the landowners who lease state land leases, and some of the problems we've had with renewing those leases, communication. Some of them don't communicate electronically, and mail system, one thing or another, and things come up in families. There was an incident about a death in the family, and they didn't get their check in until a day late, and they lost their lease. So we've been working on that process, make it a little bit more customer friendly. The only land lease, state land lease, that I'm aware of is in my neighborhood. That land lease, to my knowledge, has been in that family for 5 generations. And I really wouldn't want to see them lose that unless they wanted to.
Sure.
The other thing is that kind of caught my attention is, and one of the presenters was a senator from on the Joint Ag Committee, talked about our forests. And he started off with a question. You know, we're talking a lot about the Colorado River Pact and how that's losing water. And his question was, what was the largest reservoir on the Colorado River? And that's a trick question because it's our mountains. And that they store more water than any of the reservoirs.
Okay.
That are on the river system that we make. And how we manage that resource is extremely important. One of the things he pointed out was we have a bunch of unnecessary juniper and conifer trees. And depending on their size, they can take up to 10 to 200 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
Yes, that was my exact response. And so, you know, and right after he got through talking about that, then we had a representative from the Forest Service, and they talked about this, you know, the same things. And a quote, this is not exact quote, but basically they said, "We know that a healthy forest and watersheds conditions result in optimum water yield." So I think we have to have a discussion on what healthy forests looks like, because I think we have some problems and we need that discussion. And that was the one that caught my mind, you know, and that affects us.
Representative Lane Allred, again, House District 21 this morning in studio. Any other updates you'd like to share with us this morning?
How much time do I have, Duke?
You got a few more minutes. You may be bringing this up. You probably knew I was going to bring it up, but property taxes remain the big issue amongst people. So where do things stand? What's being discussed amongst those that are in those committees?
I can just tell you what I've been doing. Okay, and I've been reaching out to members of the Joint Appropriations Committee in the House, having some good discussions with them. One in particular that. The last time I talked to him, which was about 10 days ago, he said, we need to have this discussion for 2 weeks. But this is every 2 weeks. This is what I would like to see. We were able to pass an amendment to the Constitution separating homes out of the taxing category they're in right now so that can be controlled separately from what's going on around us. That will come up in the 2024 election. I'm sure that the citizens of the state of Wyoming are going to pass that, because I'm hearing property taxes not just here but across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking that's going to happen in 2024. We will have a legislative session the next year where it's a two-monther where we do everything. I don't want to wait that long. So I've been talking with these members of the Appropriations Committee, and this one in particular. I want to sponsor a bill that's going to be a trigger bill. If we can get it through the session, this is going to take a three-quarters vote to get it even on the floor and talk about it. But what I'd like to do is have a bill that when that constitutional amendment passes, then this will kick in, and not wait till the next legislative session.
Gotcha.
So to try right to do something like that. Because my taxes for 23 are considerably higher, and by 24 they're going to be even higher than that. And what I want to see, and I've been expressing this with the members that I've been talking to on the Appropriations Committee, I want to see a trigger bill that drops us back a few years, 4 or 5 years, and start at that level when we do tax houses separate.
Okay.
I don't want to start at the 24 tax level. I want to go back a few years, and then the legislature can decide.
Back before the big jump is what you're saying.
Back before the big jump, exactly. Okay. And I do have a few listening ears. I appreciate those, and this one in particular. But that's what's really driving me right now.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on that one.
Okay.
I think people would like to go back a couple of years on their property tax rates.
Well, and you know, I'm not going to talk about details because there's no details.
Sure.
But that's the idea.
Okay. Representative Lane Allred in studio. Representative, we appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to squeeze in here at the end, or do you feel okay?
I don't want
to cut you off. So
I didn't know if I'd have time for all the things that are on my mind, and he did. So
all right.
Thank you very much.
Good deal. Well, appreciate it. That's Representative Lane Allred. We'll catch up with some more of our local reps from the House of Representatives in the coming weeks. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.